This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tass.
Thanks, Macca. Macca, just doing some research for our next segment. I learned that there are about 42,000 people that work in the entertainment industry in Australia. That's 42,000 people. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Now, there are some pretty concerning mental health statistics associated with people that work in this industry. They are 10 times more likely to experience anxiety symptoms. They are 7 times more likely to experience a sleep disorder. And are five times more likely to experience depression.
So that's an average of 70%.
Something like that. Yeah. Good on you. So to talk to us about all of that, we have in the studio Ben Steele. Now, Ben Steele is pretty well known to a number of our listeners as being an actor with Home and Away. Ben, how are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just getting over that little dig and joke. It was great.
Oh, the 70% thing.
No, he thinks on his feet.
It's the average of the three.
Yeah, that's very good.
So, Ben, you've just made a film, which is about to go, or a documentary, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is about to be screened on the ABC. It's called The Show Must Go On.
Yep.
So this is actually tackling this very issue of the poor mental health outcomes experienced by a large number of people that work in the industry that you work in. Mm. Tell us about this series, this documentary.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3.5 years in the making to get to this point. And, I just went on an adventure to kind of figure out what was going on. I wasn't aware at the time when I embarked on the journey that how much I was actually struggling myself. I knew I wasn't 100%, but I'd been living over in Europe and working over there and came back to Oz. Wasn't expecting there to be a parade or anything like that, but it was kind of, it became very difficult to kind of get back into the industry. And I noticed that the industry had kind of changed quite a lot in that time as well. It was expanded in the sense that people are consuming more and more content, but it kind of contracted that the opportunities or the people that were working were less and less. So there was colleagues around me that weren't working as well and were struggling and finding it difficult to kind of get by and pay their bills. So it just kind of got me thinking, oh, there's something going on here. And then I stumbled across those stats, that research that you read out, that Entertainment Assist, which is a charity that kind of advocates for better mental health conditions in the entertainment industry, and Victoria University, they did that research. And I was like, oh my God, there's something pretty big going on here. So I just started talking to people.
And I reckon one of the challenges, Ben, would be is because, whether it's radio, whether it's television, whether it's movies, whether it's live theatre, that, you know, you've got to put on, the best face, the best appearance, the best attitude about the work that you're doing to entertain. So that works as a mask, in effect, to some of the issues that you're challenging about lack of security of employment, about not being paid enough, about, all those things. So that would actually make it harder to deal with, because you've got to be this well-developed person that engages with people, yet behind that, there's issues that you're finding difficulty dealing with.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think in many industries and many people, regardless of what industry you're in, talking about how you're feeling down this mental health path is quite difficult.
And do you think it's different for men?
I think men find it more difficult, and I think the stats kind of prove that, as far as, suicide, 75% of the suicides in Australia are men. So I think, yes, yeah, certainly I think it's maybe more prone for men, definitely.
So, Ben, what was happening for you? What was the trigger point? Where did you... how did you actually work out what was happening for you at a personal level?
Yeah, it's funny, and I feel like this is possibly a common thing as well. For me, it wasn't this one main thing that, like you worded, like a trigger point. It was a slow decline of things not kind of going well professionally, but then also personally as well. And I think just pressures just slowly, and then one little thing may happen, and then you start to go down a little bit, and it just kind of compacts. And then before you kind of know it, before that awareness is there, you kind of look up and you go, oh my God, I'm in this really big, deep, dark hole. And then the thought of getting out of that hole just seems like nearly impossible. So that was certainly my case once I had the awareness. Like I said, we're not necessarily, I think, whether you're male or female, encouraged to kind of pay much attention to what's going on for you and how you're feeling. So
before we talk about your documentary, where are you at now?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. Yeah.
Well, you look well.
Thank you. Yeah, no, just feeling fantastic. I've through this journey, through getting support and learning and speaking to all these people in my industry and hearing their stories and hearing what they've done to improve themselves as well, I've really got had this fantastic gift given to me that enabled me to kind of figure things out for myself.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So the show must go on, screens.
Love
this.
Love the title.
The title is great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's screens, kind of a duality, isn't it? Because the show has to go on. Let's pull it together. Let's get it done. But then also it's that thing of, well, no matter what, how you're feeling, you've still got to perform.
That's exactly right. So this Tuesday night at 9:30 on the ABC, what's it trying to do? Tell us about it.
What's it trying to do? I think it's, for me, it's kind of a tool, it's a resource, it's a way that people have been able to share their story. And what I'm hoping is that people will be able to relate to their story, whether they're personally going through something themselves, that might just help them kind of go, oh, okay, I feel like that too, I'm not alone. Or maybe somebody you know might see something in that as well. You might see them in the film and be able to kind of pass it on to them that can help them. So it's kind of a conversation starter for me. People have so generously given me their time and their stories, and it's kind of the starting point. The next big step for us is when we take it on the road, that we've got workshops and resources, Q&A, panel discussions associated with it, which is where the work gets done to really try to help people.
So is this targeting people in the entertainment industry? So you're taking it to film studios or television stations or radio stations?
Yeah, definitely. So definitely want to have a big impact in the entertainment industry to help turn these stats around. We can't do it alone. But certainly I feel like the film will appeal to a wider audience as well. You don't have to be in the entertainment industry to watch this. There's not too much, you know, jargon from our industry, because ultimately mental health is a human condition. So what people are talking about specifically, you know, Sam Neill might be talking about, you know, stage fright and the anxiousness that he feels, but the emotions that he's going through and how he's describing it, anybody can relate to.
Mm. It's so funny, you know, I was talking to... You know, we're covering some more mental health challenges next week about what employers specifically can do. But one of the people I was speaking to about this, that, you know, that's going to, from the people that are coming on, was the fear of, for this person, of public speaking.
Mm.
And which is something to me that I don't have.
You thrive on it, Mac, huh?
Yeah, but
it's quite a common thing. A lot of people are scared of public
speaking. Yeah, but it's actually, you know, I do it, but I have particular things that I do. Like I avoid standing directly behind a lectern. I stand a bit to the side,
mm-hmm.
so people can see you. Mm. And you look at people above their eyes. They think you're looking at their eyes.
So what you're saying is that you've developed a series of tricks and strategies to help you get through that experience.
Yeah, because actually... You know, it is difficult. Now, I said to this person, I said, well, these are some of the things that you can do. But it's actually the challenge of how you deal with that. and you realise if you actually don't deal with it, or if you don't speak to people about it, you don't work it out, you won't be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, you know, so in terms of entertainment industry, if you don't overcome those challenges, even if you don't face them, the chances of you being successful are going to be much less, because you'll be competing against people that have met those challenges, or perhaps have masked them better.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think that's a thing of shared experience, lived experience, bringing people together to support each other. Like, you can't do this alone. You can't do life alone, even if it's going well for you. So building that support network, being able to talk to people, being able to talk to people in your workplace as well, improving that situation, I think that's what we need to do. And I think also, ultimately, the film has actually got quite a hopeful message, yeah, because you follow me on my journey through my darkness, and it kind of shows how I do recover and come out the other side. And also people talking about the coping mechanisms that they do. So it's not all dark and doom and gloomy. No. We go there. People, we get really beautiful, raw interviews with people that really actually go there. But then we leave you, I hope, feeling quite hopeful and inspired that you can improve yourself and you can help other people with their own struggles.
Well, you know, sometimes, to be able to stand in the light, you need to have come from the dark.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But Ben, you're such a good example and a demonstration of having come out of this and doing so well. We really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And you know, the show must go on.
So it screens this Tuesday night.
Yep.
On the ABC at 9:30 PM.
That's correct. And then iView after that.
And iView after that.
Yeah.
And Macro, I just need to remind our listeners again that if they are distressed by anything that's been brought up this morning on air or at any other time, feel free to call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or jump online and just engage with Q Life, which is our very own community's service. Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.